And that is found in John 4:15. So that scripture, let's see here, and it says 4:15, but I'm going to go just 14 and 15. Because we're talking about Jesus and the woman at the well. And it says, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. And then verse 15 says, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. We're here another day, and I'm convinced, Lord God, we're convinced that means that our work is not done. We thank you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you're holy and sovereign, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that when you made us, Lord God, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are our Father, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your love and your love, Lord God, that spread it, Lord God. Your love that got off of the throne and came down here on earth, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Not coming down here on earth, Lord God, to be served, but coming down here on earth to serve and to set an example. We're talking about the ultimate love factor. We're talking about Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. And on this morning, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the living water, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And as I think about the scriptures before, the verses before 15, that Samaritan woman, she didn't initially be receptive to, you know, Jesus, Lord God. And sometimes in our walk, we're not receptive to you, Lord. We're not receptive to your teaching. Sometimes we buck. Sometimes we scoff. Sometimes we roll our eyes. Sometimes we try to do things our way, Lord God. But just like you did that woman, Lord God, at the well, Lord God, the Samaritan woman, you didn't give up on her. As we keep on reading that chapter, Lord God, we find that you still did allow her to come back, and you answered her, Lord God, and Lord God, you fulfilled her request, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you're no respecter of person, Lord God, that what you did for one, you'll do for another. Sometimes, not sometimes, and most times we don't deserve it, Lord God, and most times we'll never be able to pay you back. But the best thing that we can do is rely upon you. The best thing that we can do is serve you with a attitude of gratitude. The best thing we can do, Lord God, is look up to the hills with coming our help. The best thing that we can do is make sure that our light shines. The best thing we can do is seek and save those which are lost, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. And as we're thinking about living waters, Lord God, I know, Lord God, even somewhere in that, Lord God, is thirst, Lord God. A lot of times, Lord God, we thirst, Lord God. And what makes us thirsty, Lord God? We get thirsty a lot of times when we get exhausted, when we're exerting ourselves. And I'm reminded right now that sometimes we exert ourselves when we're going every which way that God did not design for us to go. Sometimes we get thirsty when we're out there making decisions on our own without consulting the Father. Sometimes we get thirsty when we're just trying to do everything on our own, when we're thinking too highly of ourselves, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even the body, as the body physically needs replenishing with water, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that even as our physical man needs to be replenished with water, we thank you that our spiritual man needs to be replenished as well. And that when it's thirsty, I'm reminded, Lord God, even when Jesus answered, he said, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. And he's talking about the natural water, but those who drink of him, those who drink of the living water, will thirst no more, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. Even over in John 19, Lord God, it says, later, knowing that everything had now been finished so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Jesus said, I am thirsty. So even after we do a certain good work, even after we do certain things, when Jesus did everything, now Jesus even said he was thirsty. So thirsty is not a bad thing, but we thank you that we know who we are and whose we are, because we can come to the Father. We can come to you, Lord God, to get quenched, Lord God. We can come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as when our mouth is dry, Lord God, when we can't muster up the energy, Lord God, we won't forget, Lord God, that you are our source, Lord God. We won't forget, Lord God, that you are the well, Lord God, and that, Lord God, your word says those who draw closer to me, you will draw closer, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will come to you, Lord God, because you are our living water, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to have that relationship with you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, someone, Lord God, don't have a relationship with you, Lord God. So our prayer is that, Lord God, you find a way, Lord God, to make that connection, Lord God, that they might, Lord God, give their life to you, Lord God, and Lord God, see, Lord God, the goodness of the Lord, so that way they might have a relationship, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But that's where we have to do the part of seeking and saving those which are lost. That's where our light have to continue to shine. That's where we have to be good representatives, good ambassadors of Christ on our job, in the streets, at the gym, in our home, in our community. We got to be good ambassadors, Lord God. I know a lot of times we come inside the four walls of the church, Lord God, and there you go. It's lights, camera, action, Lord God. But outside of the four walls, Lord God, let us have a great representation of you, Lord God. Let us have, Lord God, a great representation so those, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord God, they can want to know you because of our walk, because of what they see, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord God. So, Lord God, yes, we get hungry. Yes, we get thirsty, Lord God. But I'm reminded, Lord God, over, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, it'll come back to me. But Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will thirst after the things of you, Lord God. We will thirst after your word, Lord God. We will thirst after, Lord God, your meditation, Lord God, and prayer, Lord God. We will thirst after, Lord God, making ourselves a sacrifice, Lord God. So that way, Lord, that we will sacrifice some of the things that we want to do, that we may, Lord God, serve you, Lord God, and do those things, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God. Have your way. I know that today, as Sister Angela said, that today is equated to Valentine's Day, the day of love, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God. He who knew no sin became sin for us, Lord God. And we thank you that you are omnipresent, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your arms are stretched wide, Lord God, and that, Lord God, on today and every day, Lord God, you put your arms around us and you give us a hug. You show us, Lord God. We thank you that there are so many areas in our lives where we're able to see that you love us. Oh, Lord God, and we're thankful that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, because I know if it was just up to us, we would not get it right most of the times, Lord God. But we thank you that it's up to you. Not our will be done, Lord God, but your will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to stay on the right path, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to know, Lord God, your word says, Lord God, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord God, order our steps, Lord God. Order our steps, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we are showing others, Lord God, on today that, hey, I love you, whether it might be a significant other, whether it might be, you know, a mom or a dad or a brother or sister, whoever we're showing love, we thank you that we will not forget, Lord God, to out of the off the praise, we will keep the praise on our lips, Lord God. We just thank you that we will not forget to show you love, Lord God. We will not forget to give you thanks, Lord God, because in all things we should give you thanks, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you are a God who is faithful, Lord God. You are a God who is able, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, nothing, Lord God, catches you by surprise, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that if somebody's situation, I know I got something going on, you got something going on, we all got something going on, but we thank you that we can cast our cares upon you, Lord God, for you care for us, Lord God, because, Lord God, when our mouth is real dry, when we're at our wit's end, Lord God, and we're so thirsty, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are the living water, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to wait, Lord God. We don't have to wait. There is no special time. We don't have to bring any special gifts, Lord God. We don't have to have a certain amount of money, Lord God. We don't have to look a certain way. We don't have to talk a certain way. We can come as we are, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And you will meet us, Lord God, right where we're at. That's the awesome thing about God. You will meet us right where we're at, Lord God. So someone who hears this, oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that they can come to you, Lord God, that we can come to you right where we're at, even in that situation, Lord God, even when we got it wrong, even when we didn't do it right, Lord God, you can meet us right where we're at. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for meeting us right where we're at, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord God. We love you so much. No, you don't love when we do wrong. You don't love the sin, but you love us, Lord God. So we just thank you that we will come to you, Lord God, that we can have a relationship to you. That way we know, Lord God, we know that we have an opportunity to make it right. That's what it's about, that we have an opportunity to make us right. Help us, Lord God, when we don't take advantage of that opportunity, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, that our mind be transformed and renewed, so that way we know, Lord God, to come to you and get things right, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, again, Lord God, over in John 14, where it said, but those who drink of the water I will give them will never thirst, Lord God. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So, Lord God, we thank you on today, Lord God, that our spirit man, Lord God, will arise, that something inside of us, Lord God, will be invigorated, Lord God, because, Lord God, we're here. We have the activity of our limbs. We can see, taste, touch, smell. We can hear. We can do all those things, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that these bones, Lord God, would awaken, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will arise and, Lord God, be good stewards, Lord God, be good ambassadors, be good leaders, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We love you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, I'll turn you all back over to Sister Angela. I say be blessed and have a great day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister James. You got us started on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you give us brand new mercies each and every day with your love. Hallelujah. You gave us water. Ooh, living water, we will never thirst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful way to start off. Our next prayer lead is Sister Pat. And Sister Pat, are you ready?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Thank God for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life, and to have life more abundantly. He came to heal, deliver, save, and to set the captives free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. And my topic is restored broken pieces. Jeremiah 18:4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, good, and the potter, I'm sorry, another vessel has seen good to the potter and to make it. And Jeremiah, Isaiah 64 and 18 says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the pottery, and we all are the works of thy hand." God is our refuge in the time of trouble. He is the one that put us back together again when we are broken. And God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And he began, these dry bones, and he said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Our bones are dry, and our hope is lost." So Ezekiel began as Ezekiel began to prophesy as he was commanded, and the bones began to come alive. God is the restorer of broken pieces. God will bring us to a spiritual resurrection. He desires for us to be revived and to restore his people and to a spiritual relationship with him. God has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith." God said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." He is the healer of the brokenhearted, and he binds up our wounds. After that time, he put his hand again upon his eyes, and he made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clear. And Jeremiah 17:14 says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For there are my praise. For I will restore health to thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. Because thou called thee an outcast, saying, this is thine whom no man sees after." Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. For I know the thoughts that I think of towards thee, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end." Joel 2:25 said, "And I will restore to you of the years that the locust has eaten up, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I have sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderful with you. And my people shall never be in shame. That the blessings of the Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Lord." Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, yeah. "And he restored my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, thy rod and thy stare that comfort me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Restore unto me the joy of thy joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And be ye kind to one another, and be kind to one another and tenderhearted, and forgive one another as God has forgiven us. Jesus' death on the cross was not in vain. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. He restores us and back into our rightful place. When we come into the knowledge of God, He delivers us. He brings us into our rightful place in Him, that we will walk in the will of the Lord thy God. God is, He is our very present help in the time of trouble. He delivers our soul in peace from the battles that are against us. And we lay at the feet of Jesus. Lord, watch us, God. Lord, let us look like you, God. Let us have your character, your agenda, God. None of you, God, all of you, God. Let us die to self and walk in the will of the Lord, God. When God put us back together, we can be like the Good Samaritan, that we can lend help to anyone. God is no respectable person. And he that loves the Lord will walk in the will of the Lord God. Not think of ourselves, but think of the Lord God, that we love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, and soul, and strength. And then we will keep thy commandment. The first two commandments are the greatest commandment. It's to love the Lord thy God, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And when we fulfill the first two commandments of the prophet, we fulfill the laws of God. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. And we thank God for the blood. We plead the blood over the nation, God. Lord, let the nation, God, hear ye the word of the Lord, God. When we surrender all to God, we can love thy neighbor. We can love those that mistreat us. For God said that we are the sheep of the pasture. We are the sheep of his pasture. And we know his voice, and we surrender all to Jesus Christ, who is our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer. That we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We are the sons of God, little sons. We are imitators of God. And we walk in thy will. Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not walk. And he leadeth us beside the still water. Lord, let us be like the tree that planted by the rivers of water, that everything we do shall prosper, that we prosper in the word, that he send his word and delivered us all. Thank you, Lord, for being our deliverer, our healer. God is a miracle worker. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's our light in the darkness. Lord, we thank you, God, for being our healer, our deliverer. Thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus, that we can walk in the will of the Lord thy God. It is he that made us, and not we are ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. with all spiritual blessings in Jesus' name. I turn it back over to Angie, our prayer host, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Hallelujah. Thank you for reading us those scriptures. Sometimes it's just good just to hear the word read, and it's the hearing of the word that is read that settles down in our spirits. We thank you for telling us about how God restores our broken pieces. Well, we've almost reached the 8:30 hour. And we're halfway through, and I've really been enjoying these wonderful prayer leads this morning. I would like to make an appeal. We're always looking for a prayer lead to lead the prayer. You can do it once a month. You can do it every week. You can, but we need prayer leads. We don't want to overtax. The prayer leads that we have, and sometimes our schedules don't allow us to get in, so you hear more than one person a week. But if you're interested in being a prayer host or a lead, please call Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327. I think that right now, as we go into this 8:30 hour, that it would be good for us to, I would like to read the believers. I'm sorry, the believers' declaration. I pulled it up while Sister Pat was praying, and I was looking out here on EKCministries.org, and I was like, oh, this is nice. So if y'all have not been out to our website, go out to the website and look around. You know that you can go out there, you can give, you can upload your GPS, you can also listen to prayers on days that you might miss, or you just need something. Sometimes I am still working. But during this hour, sometimes I just dial in. I put y'all on mute, and I'm working. I'm actually working, but I'm just hearing the words of prayer, and I'm hearing the saints making petitions to God on our behalf, and it encourages my spirit. So go out and check out the website. There's some good stuff out there. But our believer's declaration is, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location, and we are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. I thank God for that. I thank God for Bishop Clark, and when he has this, I'm looking back on. I printed it out on the one that I'm using on February 18th, 2024. We're almost there, Bishop. It's almost been a year since this was given to us and you distributed it to us. And I thank God. Also, if you would like to give, like I said, you can give on the website, ekcministries.org, or you can give on Cash App and $Bishop Eric Clark on Cash App. Or you can text to give to the telephone number 216-446-1209. Ministry costs, everyone, and we want to keep this line. We don't want to get up at 8 o'clock one morning, Monday through Friday, and this line is not here. Because I know that it has been encouraged. This prayer line has been going a very, very long time. And we thank you. We thank you. So welcome if we have any new people that are on the prayer line. And welcome to the people that are here that have been here for the past 10 years. We thank God for you. Now it is 8:30. I've talked enough. I'm going to give it over to our next prayer lead, my sister in Christ that I miss, Sister Vicki.
Good morning. I miss you too, Sister Angela.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to mute and be quiet.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Vicki praying with you from Maple Heights, Ohio. I pray that all of you are well today, and if not, I pray that you will be blessed by the unified prayers that are going forth today. I'm being blessed, and I thank you, Sister Pat, for reminding us on this day of love that we should love God with all our hearts, our mind, and our soul, and that we should love others as ourselves. Those are the greatest of love, actually. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My prayer focus today is on hands and clapping of your hands, and my scripture is Psalm 47:1-2, also 5-8. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. In the second verse where I said the Lord Most High is terrible, this means that God is awe-inspiring, powerful, and worthy of profound reverence and respect. Clapping of our hands is not commanded of us to do during praise and worship, but clapping of the hands is mentioned as an act of praise. And sometimes anger in the Bible, you'll find clapping of the hands. Let's first explore a little of the importance attached to the hands in the Word. The use of hands is highlighted in various scriptures, especially the mention of God's right hand. God's right hand refers to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is of equal position, honor, power, and authority with God. He is now seated at the right hand of God. Through the Word of God, Jesus' hand is used to create the world, the earth. The word says, my hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together. Hands describe God's protection. As David says in Psalm 63, my soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. Hands describe God's healing power, as Jesus often heals people by touching them. And his apostles continued this practice after his ascension. The hands are a source of power and strength. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Hands are used to remind us of God's blessings and remembrance of us. In Isaiah 49, it says, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. The Lord has engraved us on the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. Clapping in the Bible is used in anger and to express joy and praise to God. Job 34:37 says, for he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hand among us and multiplies his words against God. This clapping was done to express anger against God. Psalm 47:1, for the choir director, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with the voice of joy. This text calls people to strike their hand. It suggests that this clapping expresses joy and praise to God. 2 Kings 11:12, then he brought the king's son out and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. This text says that these people struck palms. This clapping was the expression of joy. Psalm 98:8, let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Literally, the psalm says that the rivers clap their hands. And the last one I'll share is Isaiah 55:12. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands, clapping that expresses joy and praise. Let us pray. Father, in Psalm 150, your word says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Lord, instruments were mentioned, the trumpet, psaltery, harp, timbrel, string instruments, organs, dance, cymbals. But Father, we have an innate desire to spontaneously use all that we have physically to praise and worship you, Lord. Lord, if we connect with you in prayer and meditation, no one needs to prompt us to clap, sing, or worship you. Just like all of your creation, we are made to respond to you through the moving of the Holy Spirit. All praises go to you, Father. Lord, our clapping often reflects what we are feeling inside, joy, excitement, and even anguish. God, even babies have an instinctual response by clapping. Even before they develop language, they clap when they're happy and sometimes when they're frustrated. Lord, we know that each person expresses their thanks or choose to reverence you differently. We thank you for the Holy Spirit which draws the unbeliever to you, transforms our lives, guides and teaches us, convicts us when we're wrong, and inspires, comforts, and protects us. We thank you for giving us spiritual gifts through the Holy Spirit. We praise you in many ways, Lord. We may sing, pray, shout, dance in the Spirit, or clap our hands. Father, there are many who don't understand or agree with the outward way that some of us choose to praise and worship. Some that even say that clapping is not a form of worship and praise. But we will continue to move with the Spirit as long as we are decent and in order in our worship. Thank you for enabling us to use our voices, our minds, our bodies, and yes, our hand clap to honor, praise, and worship you. May we use our hands to praise you, and may we use them to serve and bless others. As we continue in training to reign, let us be reminded that the training is not so that we elevate ourselves, but that we may be empowered to serve others in a way that leads them to you. Serving others through the example of our life, Lord, through our witnessing, through prayer, through teaching and preaching the word, and through charitable opportunities. Lord, in this present political climate, many are becoming anxious, weary, worried. But your word says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, I have to remind myself of this daily, as our current leadership rolls out a lot of things that are not working towards your people and through the humanity of people. But Father, some of us are asking, how can I have peace about the chaos and changes that are going on in the world right this minute? And your response, Lord, is, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the Lord God of peace will be with you. Lord, help us to put it into practice. God, we lift up every leader, political, civic, and spiritual, before your throne of grace. Grant them wisdom, discernment, and integrity. Surround them with godly counsel and guide their decisions so that peace and righteousness prevail in our land. Father, when we forget or become doubtful of your word, please allow the Holy Spirit to remind us that you are our hope, you are our peace, you are the center of our joy, you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, for you are the one and only true God. You are the lifter of our head, hallelujah, and our heart when we are in despair. You are good and greatly to be praised. You are merciful. Your mercy endures forever. You are our strength, our shield, and our protector. You are a patient, forgiving, and loving God. Lord, you are El Shaddai, God, Lord God Almighty, El Elyon, the Most High God, Adonai, Lord, Master, Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner, Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Mekodeshim, the Lord who sanctifies, the El Olam, the everlasting God, Elohim, God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. I thank you, Father, for who you are and for loving us enough to draw us into your kingdom. Father, I am reminded of how Joshua led the people of Israel around the walls of Jericho. And your word said they marched while blowing trumpets and then shouting loudly until the walls fell down. Lord, I don't think they marched quietly. With the trumpets blowing, I imagine that they were also singing, shouting, and clapping. If any of us have a wall that needs to come down today, may we stay steadfast, trusting and believing your word. May we find a space of time each day to sing, shout, and clap our hands in praise and worship to you until we get an answer about that wall. Lord, we will remember that the sanctuary is a place of refuge or safety, a sacred place. We will create a sanctuary, that space in our location where we can pray, worship, and minister from. Father, we lift our hands to you, open our hearts, and yield to you. Your will be done in our lives. Lord, to continue to cause us to hunger and thirst after you, as Brother James said this morning. We vow today that we won't let the rivers or the trees outclap us in praising you, God. We won't let our hand clap at the sports events or entertaining events be louder than the clap that we have for you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done and all you're going to do on our behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and I turn it over to our prayer host. Have a great day, everyone.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Vicki. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you all are thinking we are a construction site for the family. But what I heard when she was praying and she was reading, that we are a people vowing to praise his name, the name of the Most High God, the God that wakes us up every morning, the God that keeps us and sets us on our way. I just praise him and I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. I thank you, Mr. Vicki. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Minister Wilson, hallelujah, that came to us and prayed about the living water. And then Sister Pat came and said, restoring the broken pieces. We thank you, hallelujah. And then Sister Vicki came just now with, clap your hands. Yes, that's from our mission statement. Our people are vowing to praise his hand. And even as she was saying, I could hear when we were in service and how Bishop would be on the tambourine. Hallelujah. And we will be clapping our hands. Hallelujah. And we will be shouting joy. And, you know, and it's a lot of people. And those of you that are from Baca, that have been in a Baca service, you ought to shout to God, because there's some churches out here that don't know how to praise him. They just sitting and looking and like we're putting on a show. So we thank God for our man of God that has shown us how to praise the Lord, that has shown us, and his wife by his side that has held seminars and on how to pray and how to get a prayer through and how to let the Holy Spirit rule us. Hallelujah. I'm full, y'all. I'm full right now. Y'all already know that I'm full. Y'all already know, if you know me, that I got tears in my eyes. Hallelujah. But I do have a scripture, and I'm probably not doing something right. But also on the website, go over if you would like to leave your prayer request as well. You can leave your prayer request in confidence over on the website. And I told you, you can give, you can tell a testimony. My scripture, if it were not robbery, here we go, y'all. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. I'm going to start in verse 4, and I'm going to read through 7. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Verse 6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. love never fails. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, dear God, thanking you for waking us up, thanking you for allowing us to assemble on this prayer line, dear God. We thank you, Father God, that your love for us, that you are showing us how we can be patient and kind and how to love others, not just those that are in our biological family, but those that are in our spiritual family, how we can love our neighbors, Father God, with patience, how we can love our coworkers, Father God, and our customers and our clients, Father God, with patience and kind, how we can love those out in the business world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we can pray for them. We thank you, Lord, that loving others shows your patience, Father God, that you've had with us. I heard it said, Father God, that you forgive us. You don't love the sin, Father God, but you are open arms waiting for us to come back and to repent and say, Father, we're sorry, dear God, and you forgive us, and you gather us together with your arms, and you love us, and you hold us against your breast. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you give us joy through this love, Father God. The things that bring you joy, Father God. I heard it say that we can love one another, dear God, because it brings you joy when we are kind and when we show togetherness, when we show peace, when we show tolerance with the people out here in the world, Father God. Yes, God, help us, oh, Lord. Help us not to be so quick to criticize others, Father God, because truth be told, Lord, we know, and you give us the Holy Spirit to remind us. We know that at some point or another we were there, Lord, but you still forgave us. You still showed us. You still shined your light upon us, Father God. So even those that we don't understand, Father God, even those that we are so quick to criticize, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, give us just a little patience there, Lord. Help us to use words of truth, Father God, to your people. Hallelujah. Help us to remember that you created us all, Father God, no matter what goes on and what we have done. You created us all. You created President Trump. You created the Senate. You created the Congress. You created the councilmen. You created the mayors of the city. You created everyone. And that just because we've got something, Father God, we have to remember. Even your word says that we are to pray for our enemies, to love them, our enemies, Father God. And sometimes we don't want to do that. But I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give us the mercy and the insight to do this, Father God. I ask you, Lord, that even as we walk in your freedom and in your wisdom, Father God, that we will walk in such a way that somebody is watching us and they're wondering, what must I do to be saved? What do they have that I don't have? So we ask you, Lord, that you release that love to us on this prayer line on today. Fill us again with your spirit so that we can choose what's best, that we can say, we can do what's best, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes, God, keep us from any selfishness, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from jealousy and boastfulness, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I even pray, Father God, that your love will keep us, Father God, from being lonely, dear God. Those on the line are lonely on today, Father God, thinking that they have no one to love. That's not true, Father God, because you said that you would never leave us alone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we have to hold on to your word, Father God. We have to hold on to the word that you're everything that we need. Hallelujah. We have to hold on to the word, Father God, that you love us so much that you dispatch angels on our behalf, Father God. Hallelujah. You dispatch those angels that are going to help us, Father God. You dispatch those angels that are going to war on our behalf, Father God. You walk into tomorrow, Father God, and you clear that battle that might be meeting us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for the blood blood of Jesus, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you have Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Making intercession still on our behalf. I thank you, Father God, that your love, that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us, to reconcile us back to you, Father God. I thank you that it was in your love that you said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge you, and that you would make our path straight. I thank you, Father God, when you said, ooh, that no weapon formed against us would prosper. I thank you that it was with love when you wrote that you knew the plans that you had for us. They were plans to prosper us, hallelujah, plans to give us a hope and a future. I thank you, Father God, that it was with love when it was penned, Father God, that we were the head and not the tail, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that it was that you said, hallelujah, that we would be lenders and we would not be borrowers. I just thank you, Father God. It was with love that every word that was written in the Bible, Father God, it was written with love. It was written because you knew, Father God, because you're an all-knowing God, an always present God. Hallelujah, how a powerful God, that you knew that we would need it. I thank you, Lord, that it's in the Bible. There's no circumstances in our lives, Father God, that we can't find an answer, dear Lord. And then, Lord, when you said when we had done all that we can do, when we cried all the tears, when we prayed and we just didn't know what to do, you said, Father God, in your word, that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that it was with love that you go into the hospital rooms and the sick rooms and to the nursing homes, and that you heal those that we cry out for that are on the sick list. It's with love, Father God, that you said a sweet friendship restores the soul, refreshes the soul. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that it was with love, Father God, that you just allowed us to come before you and to choose you, dear God. I thank you, Lord, for this day, because you are love each and every day, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, ooh, Lord, that you keep us from being patient and being kind. Help us, Lord, not to judge others, dear Lord. It is in this prayer that I pray, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for the breath. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that is in our lungs. I thank you for each and every person, God, that has loved us, that has prayed for us. I thank you especially for the men and women of God that teach us the word each and every week. I say a special prayer for Bishop and Pastor Lenore. I thank you for their vision. I thank you for their kindness. I thank you that they have shown us what love is in the human form. I thank you, God. I thank you for the prayer leads, every prayer lead that gets on here week after week, month after month, that prays to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for each prayer host, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you. I have nothing else to say, God, but I thank you. And even then, you said, when I have nothing else to say, I can just say Jesus. So this morning, I say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I thank you for being our sovereign God. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of God. If I unmute this line,
hallelujah.
Yes, I say, let's say thank you. And I thank you for allowing me to pray, Father God. And I tell you, Father God, I still believe that what's coming for us is better than what has been. They may mean it for evil, Father God, but we know that you have the last say and that you will turn it around for our good. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Saints of God, I think I unmuted the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I pray that you all have a wonderful day. And trust, I'm going to say it like this. When I tell y'all that I love you, I love you. And I pray that you know how much I love you. And I appreciate everyone that is on this line. I appreciate Pastor Lenore. I appreciate Minister Eric. I appreciate Pastor T. I hear you, Janice. I hear you, Sister Denise. The voices. I hear you, Betty Buckhannon. I hear you, Mark Sumlin. I hear you, Evelyn Goodman. I hear every voice that is on this line. And I thank you and I praise God for you. Have a wonderful day. You got a couple of minutes. The daily bread is coming for them. See, they're going to fire me because I cry. I'm the crybaby. I thank you, Sister LaShonda and Elder Evangelist Cynthia Horton. I thank you. I thank you, Mildred. I thank you, Alicia. I hear you. I hear you, Minister Brunson. I hear you, Sister Rachel. I hear you. I hear you on I was confused and didn't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
You all have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember that God loves you and you are never alone. Never, ever alone. And show love to someone else today in Jesus' name. I'm going to hang up now. Thank you. And I apologize. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.